Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And should officials be prosecuting shoplifters to the full extent of the law? Well, the governor seems to think so, but local officials don't agree. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. So, Phil, we're talking about those people who were, I guess you want to call them flash mob, you know, robberies or burglaries of some of the malls. And the governor says they should be prosecuted. You throw the book at them, but are the laws really sufficient?
That's what we're going to see. I was a little while ago on the phone this morning with Steve Wagstaff, district attorney of San Mateo County, former head of the District Attorneys Association in the state, and he said what we're seeing, whether it is the flash mobs or people who are arrested illegally with guns, all the way to the woman in San Francisco who was finally arrested after 120 thefts at a local Target, and then allowed to be released with an ankle monitor, what we're seeing is a test of the entire judicial reform movement, whether it's going to work or not, and how it's going to be applied. Because while the governor says he wants everyone prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and District Attorney Chesa Bodine, for example, who is a leader in the judicial reform, saying no, that nonviolent crimes should not necessarily wind up in jail, they should be rather given to diversion programs, has agreed and in fact charged nine of the flash robbers with felonies, something we, you know, which was pretty severe for him, and held him in jail. We're going to see if it actually works out as time goes on, because while we have all these statements, the proof is going to be seen in the months following.
You know, it's a kind of a turnabout politically, right? Because if you want to be a tough on crime DA, then you prosecuted felony and violent cases, not shoplifting cases.
As a matter of fact, Chesa Bodine in San Francisco, you know, issued an order saying that if you are brought in for a nonviolent crime like shoplifting or even those swarm robberies, and it's nonviolent, that we don't want to hold you on bail, that you would be released and allowed to get your life together by the time of the court date. Well, he's facing a recall now because some people are upset about that with the number of burglaries going on in San Francisco. So this time, the nine that were popped, he said no, they're going to stay in jail for now. So we'll see how that works. That's already a reversal on his position. You know, a lot of this is like theory versus reality, and that's what it's the area it's kind of moving into. There are a lot of arguments back and forth saying that, you know, locking people up doesn't necessarily change their behavior, that they need to get to the root causes of it. We need programs. We need diversions. The flip side of that is that people don't necessarily go into the programs or the diversions. As a matter of fact, the Chronicle's report this morning by Rachel Swan showed that of people that were released on ankle monitors, 381 of them in San Francisco last year failed to comply with the conditions of it. The other part of the debate is this, and we've heard it for years. It costs more to lock people up than, say, to go to UC California. So, you know, what's the return on that? And the question is, okay, it might cost a lot to lock people up, but how much can they steal or rob or break or vandalize in that same period and cost society? So that's going to be an interesting debate that we're going to see happening in the coming months and year.
Phil will be back with Jeff and Patty this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.